Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we are with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joining us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, the new coronavirus, COVID-19, has enveloped the country and the world, specifically what we're seeing in New York with the governor coming out yesterday and announcing that the National Guard is moving into New Rochelle, which is a real hot spot in the region, and it will be contained. And, you know, the fears that are rising, the events that are canceling, and the job of the media to report it all.
Yes, the coronavirus is leading all news cycles, Dave. In New Rochelle, schools, churches, and synagogues will be shut down, and large indoor gatherings will be banned. Governor Cuomo on Tuesday announced a drastic step to try to control the spread of the coronavirus in this section of the U.S. State officials created a one-mile containment area in New Rochelle in Westchester County. The midpoint of the zone is a synagogue that is at the center of the state's worst outbreak. And things like this are happening in other parts of the country, with officials in Santa Clara County, California, already enacting a ban on gatherings of more than 1,000 people. Other counties are poised to follow suit.
And you have an interesting story about the issue of what the churches do, specifically the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese.
Yes, Dave. The diocese, for the second time this month, has issued safety precautions to combat the spread of coronavirus. New diocesan-wide guidelines announced Tuesday include the suspension, until further notice, of distribution of the Eucharist, consecrated wine, from the chalice or cup. Holy Communion will still be distributed, although Catholics have been advised to receive communion in the hand rather than on the tongue. Suspension, until further notice, of the physical sign of peace has also been banned. People may still, for example, turn to each other, though, and say, "Peace be with you."
A lot of people turn to their favorite foods when they're anxiety-ridden, like ice cream, but you're not going to be able to get a mid-April free cone at Ben & Jerry's.
Yes, the tradition has been suspended. Mid-April's free cone day at Ben & Jerry's is being canceled due to concerns about spreading the disease. The cancellation applies to all Ben & Jerry's shops, including those in Saratoga Springs and Albany. "We are crushed," Saratoga Springs franchise owner Patrick Pepino said in a Twitter message. In a corporate statement, Ben & Jerry said the company hopes to reschedule the free ice cream day later on in the year.
His name is Jeff Wilkin. He is a veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read these and other stories at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Jeff, stay safe and healthy, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. You too.